When he called me for tonight, I thought he got the wrong number. And I said, you sure? Carlos, I said, yeah, I'm sure. So took me a couple of days to pray and say, okay, let's do this.
All right.
And we're going to do this.
Yes,
so I know that you guys are going to be with me.
Yes, we are.
We're going to forgive any misinterpretation.
No, we're not going to
help. But here we go. Here we go. Okay. As we know, our garden, no, our Northwest sector, our Northwest sector, we are in the Dean Garden, the Garden State, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. So, as we enter this, one of these most precious things that we are learning, I would like to, if you can change your chip. You know the chip? Uh-huh. No, tortilla chip.
Yeah,
and let's focus to put our chip on the mission.
Okay.
Okay, so I got just something for you.
Juan Ricardo.
So, mission possible.
That's right.
Oh!
That's so all. Are we ready to go to fish?
And
that is possible, right? My title is Make a Disciple of All Nations and Pray for Them. So in order to garden the garden state, we need to have the chip of mission and make disciples.
Right.
And also pray for them. Let's go to the next scripture. Everybody know this one. Okay. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. I want you to stay with this little phrase, some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded to you. And surely I'll be with you in the very end of age. There is no way that you and me could be in this room if someone pray for you, teach you the Bible, and have the vision that you can become a disciple of Jesus.
That's right.
There's no way I can meet Nino, El Flaco. And there is no other way. Because someone have this mission chip to see if Ricardo can become a disciple. And also you that become a disciple. And all our insecurities and ups and downs, someone have the patience, the intentions that you can become a disciple.
Yeah.
I want you to, right now, if it's possible, text that person. Can you take the phone? If you have his number, text that person and say thank you.
Yeah.
Can you do that right now?
Yeah.
Just say thank you. Or the group of people that was involved. Probably going to touch each other, but I don't know. So let's let's text that person and say thank you. Let's have a minute. Okay. So I'm going to stay with the part when Jesus appeared to them. They worship him, but some doubted. As a disciples, we can have the moments of doubt, yes or no?
Yeah.
We can have that time of how I can do this. How can I make this mission possible with my sins, with my way of living? Jesus knew their minds, remember, some doubted. And then he says, go and make disciples, but have doubts. If you remember Thomas, it was lack of faith. So it was an issue among them that even though Jesus told them, go and make disciples, no matter the circumstances that we are, those 11 disciples left, Jesus told them, go and make disciples. So we, as a human beings, we can have that situation that we can not be in our greatest time, but Jesus has the faith in you and me that we can make that accomplish. Go and make disciples. But come on, me? Yes, you. Without doubts, without insecurities. But how come these 11 disciples, they doubt? Some of them, they doubt. Remember, they were already with him and before, and they were now, before he was given the greatest command, he told them, go and make disciples. So it was an issue. And also we have those kind of insecurities in the moment that we can share our faith. But doesn't matter the situation that we are, we can make disciples. Jesus had the faith in you. Jesus has the faith in me. Back then, these 11 men changed the whole world. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Also, changed the chip. We have a man that changed his chip. He was a radical. His name was Paul. Let's go to Philippians. But this is Timothy, wait. Philippians 2, verse 2. This is a radical change from his mind. Therefore, if you have in Philippians 2, verse 1 to 2. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in his spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one spirit and one mind. When we are sharing our faith, when we study the Bible, we transmitting the mind of Jesus. The way that Jesus think, he was implanting in us through the Word of God. And now you and me, we making someone change their mind. Before, when I remember when this man studied the Bible with me, my way of thinking, it was totally different. My way of living with my wife was totally different. Because someone had the vision that I can change for good. Thank God I'm here. Thank God me and my wife were still together.
Man.
Thank God that my kids saw the example and they can say, you know what, you die, you're okay, right? Yeah. So we have that chance to change someone's life.
Yes.
We have the chance to change somebody radical. Think what you're thinking. Paul, who he was what? He was an assassin. He was an assassin and he had a totally changed of mind. As a married couple, if we have this way of thinking or this way of radical change, we can experience ups and downs in marriage. The most important, those who are married, my encouragement is to have a plan with your wife. Let's do this. Let's have this time. Well, you know, on Sundays, example. On Sundays, of course, we're in church. We have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, midweek, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We can pick a day to invite couples in our house. That's what we did. One day in the week. And we can have a study with couples. And that's what we did back then. Not only that, but our kids, Chris and Alex, when we were kids, when they were little, they saw that in and out of these people coming to our house and study the Bible, not only on Sundays we see these guests, but also when they come to our house. So as we going to make disciples, also we can go through examples. Do you got me?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's very, very important that you and I have that chain of chips, chain of the mentality to go and make the disciples. So if you please go, you guys follow me, right?
Come on.
Okay, you better. Yeah, okay, so he says, this is good and pleased to God, our Savior, that he wants all people to be saved, to come to knowledge of the truth. One of the hardest things for me to know is that I was worshiping the wrong God. I was worshiping things. I was worshiping my ideas. So when I came to the truth, really set me free. I come with a background that in my father's eyes, all the family of men is common to drink and get wine. So I was seeing all the bad example all my life. So when I came to the Word of God, I came to reality that no, that was wrong. So thank God that I could be different now. So knowing the truth, and this is good and please God. God wants that everybody to be saved. So he uses you and me to make this possible. Yes or no?
Yes.
Amen. So, also, I would like to also go into prayers. It's important to pray. We have the knowledge of God, but also we need to pray. Pray. Like in this John 5:17-20 says, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also to those who will believe in me through their message. So, in consequences, that you and I, it's very important that we can have that mission because Jesus come with me and you. Okay, brothers? All right. So when I came to church, and I see all these different people, different backgrounds, it was one of the greatest things that I ever seen. We studied about what's great, but when I came to church and I see the different people, black, white, Hispanic, everybody together, it makes me feel like, wow, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
So when you bring someone to church, when you invite someone to church, he'll be able to see this. So when we study the Bible with someone, not only study the Bible, but come and invite it to the church. The church, for me, is one of the greatest experiences I ever have. For me, the church is coming to church, you'll see all this,
mm-hmm.
and with different backgrounds and different way of thinking, with the same way of thinking. For me, it was a striking when I see it the first time. Amen?
Okay.
Okay, thank you, guys. So, we'd like to also speak that this verse is very important, that it says, therefore, if you have any offering you give in the altar, and then remember that you and your brother and sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar first and go and reconcile with them, and then come and give your offer. What I'm saying is, if we have a heavy heart with someone, and at the same time, we want to study the Bible, what do you think that Jesus will do in this time? Let's fix it. Fix situations. Whoever situation we have in our heart with someone, so we can have the freedom to study the Bible. You know what I mean? So, for example, one day, me and my wife, we have the let's go make disciples, but it was an issue that was not fixed. So I was going out the door I have to make disciples. And, you know, we have this study all set up. And she was, where are you going? And, you know, I have to study. But we haven't finished this topic. And, you know what? Yeah, but you know what? I had this study. I need to go. Okay, when you come back, yeah, when I come back. In the study, God appeared to me. And I said, whoa. Wow, God is great. So after the study, I need to go home and repent. And ask for forgiveness. So as a husband and wife, those who are married, let's work together. Let's plan. Let's make things that in our house will be a balance. That's my encouragement to you. So pray right now. If you can think of three people, maybe five, that you can pray for them. And telling God, right now, I want to reach to so-and-so. I want you to please change this person's heart. Put it in your notes. And you know, let's pray for them. Let's say their names to God. Could be La Tia Carmelita. Could be your co-worker. Could be anybody. That you have that vision that person can change. Can change. Right now, can you write it down if it's possible? Three or maybe five. Remember, in order to make a garden or garden state, it's important to make disciples. Amen. It's important that we can bring people and don't lose these great things that we enjoy every Sunday. Now this coming up, my retreat. It's going to be awesome. And I remember when I came, I was a visitor, and I came to a marriage retreat. I was like, wow, these people is great. I couldn't believe these people have fun without drinking. I really was blown away. Serious. So to just wrap up a little bit, chain or chip? Let's put the chip of the mission. Let's think like Jesus will think. But also, we're going to have the opportunity to put the mind of Jesus in someone else. That person will change through the word of God, yes, but because you had the determination that person can become a disciple. We can garden our garden as a one-to-one basis. And that's why you and me, we're here. Question. As we are here, what do you think will be one of the greatest challenges that you will have to make this possible? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, just overcoming insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
Being bold.
Insecurities, being bold. Sure.
I think of different things.
Constances.
Okay. So much.
Right.
My little faith.
My little faith. Your little faith. Your faith. Someone else.
Focus, like it takes to think about that other person to, like, oh yeah, those people, you know, so that once you keep them on your mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. I mean, I have to keep remembering the gift I've been given. Like, mm-hmm. So I have to constantly think of my relationship, mm-hmm. and so realize that, like, of course this person's going to want the relationship that I'm thinking of. So if my relationship with God is not on track, then of course I'm not going to believe that anybody else will want to or can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
Lack of prayers.
like a prayer.
Because sometimes we want to bring somebody to God, but we don't really pray for that person that much. And it is important to bring it, that soul to God, and then have the faith that that person will be safe. And I think it's important to pray more for the person and believe that God can make it happen.
Okay.
Going on what she said, believing God can make it happen and not that it's something that we're doing.
Amen.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Many years ago, one of my friends in Boston, he was so encouraged with this guy who was about to get baptized. So they started the Bible through all the studies. And in the moment of getting baptized, we're talking about Sunday church, the baptistry was there, people waiting to get baptized. He stands right there. He says, I'm not going to do it. Right there. And my friend, disciple, he was crushed. He was crushed. And my encouragement to you and me is that it's not about us. It's the will of God. And I want to encourage you with this. It's like, he says, Jesus says, all authority. It was given to me. So go, right? It's like, that authority is given to us. So we are under his authority to do, to make disciples, to share our Bible, to share the faith, teaching the Bible, but we under his authority, but also we got that, okay, he has authority, he gave it to me. So let's be bold, and we can have the insecurities, the doubts. Remember, they have doubts. But you know what? He believed that you and me can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
No matter any situations, and no matter our circumstances as a husband and wives, we can make it happen. It happens to you. It happens to me. Come on. I mean, I know that we're living in dark moments. And I know for sure if I was not a disciple, I will not be married by this time. This person that besides giving me the opportunity to read the Bible, changed my life.
Right.
Changed my life totally. You had the opportunity to change somebody's life for good.
Mm-hmm.
For good. So I want to encourage you that we have the authority of God, the authority of Jesus. Give it to him. So let's go. Let's do it. So we need to change our chip. The way we think is very important. The way we think how this is going to get accomplished with prayer, because we have his authority, we can make this happen. So I want to encourage you with this. Change our chip. Let's go with the mission. We can plant in the Garden State Church. Amen?